So it works. All right. So we next take some comments. So part of the main idea here is to use the feedback that we get from students from the night before when they do the online work to shape what we do in the lecture the next day. So one of you said that forecasting the direction of the magnetic force was something that you didn't understand very well. So that's an example of just a sort of a skill that we're going to practice today. There were many more comments, however, about magnetic induction. Okay. And so you may see your difficulty up there. That's what the students can hopefully identify with. And the point I would make in this particular case is that this is a difficult concept, and we have to approach it a little bit at a time. So you start by watching the material online, you see the presentation of the main ideas. We will restate them and try to develop them in the lecture, and then they will go on to do homework and so on. All right. So today I will be essentially in character the whole time, but I have one slide to illustrate the big ideas for the course. So this is a course, an introductory course, typically taught to first semester sophomores, and the subject is electricity and magnetism. But it's a lot more than that, we believe. This represents a pretty big step in abstraction for the students, going from bouncing balls in mechanics to electromagnetic waves, which the students can't put their hands on. So this is a step in abstract thinking. We're trying to raise the level of sophistication of the students' thinking in this class. We tell them that their brains will hurt as a result of this class. And what we hope comes out of this is that they start asking themselves what they can visualize. Things they can't put their hands on, but they can still see in their mind's eye, if you like. And it's that kind of thinking skill that we believe leads to innovation. Many of these students are engineering students, and hopefully also to leadership. All right. So the basic outline of the material is that we present the content, the big ideas, online. And those of you who went through that saw some examples. I cut and pasted a lot of stuff for the purpose of this particular presentation. There was one sort of professionally done slide. This is a public-private partnership with W.H. Freeman. You may have seen their logo at the bottom of the page. The material, the slides, the professional ones, are constructed very carefully. There's been a lot of learning research of the kind that Candace discussed that's gone into this. I should say also that this course is now used at 60 or 70 institutions across the country. I have a colleague at Boston University who teaches exactly the same course that I do. It's kind of interesting. The part that we're going to do today is what we still call the lecture, and there we engage the students actively with the clickers. The main idea of this is to get to the students just as the ideas are forming. Okay, they've seen the content, they're starting to figure out how it fits in, and we go in right at that stage and try to make sure that they're on the right track. There's a lot of peer instruction that goes on. There's discussion with the clicker questions. They help each other to figure out what the right answer is, and you can see that going on in class. And it's followed by some homework, some relatively straightforward questions, then a laboratory, some hands-on, and then the most difficult problems in the capstone part of the course in small groups aided with a TA. And I'd just like to thank my colleagues. Gary Gladding is really the father of this idea. Matt Sullen invented this. There are a million of these now in circulation, a million iClickers. Tim Stelzer, who was responsible for much of the interface that you saw, and Rebecca Wiltfong, who got me out of countless technical problems.